Western Refining Company of Gallup is now saying batches of contaminated gasoline were delivered to giant stations in Santa Fe, Gallup, Farmington, Kirtland, Jamestown, New Mexico, as well as Albuquerque. Originally, the refiner said it sent water-contaminated fuel to two gas stations in Albuquerque, but later conceded the number was 11. It says at least 100 motorists complained of serious mechanical issues after filling up with the tainted gasoline. Western Refining says it will reimburse anyone with a legitimate claim. One of the state's largest healthcare providers has plans for a large outpatient medical facility in Santa Fe. The New Mexican reports Presbyterian Healthcare is proposing a facility on St. Michael's Drive across the street from Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center. Presbyterian operates 8 hospitals in the state. A neighborhood notification meeting to discuss preliminary plans is set for 5:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Santa Fe Residence Inn. A national publication has hailed Taos as a top retirement destination. The editor of Where to Retire includes Taos as one of 8 locations most desirable for retirees seeking creative inspiration with a focus on writing. Other cities on that list are Amherst, Massachusetts, and Key West, Florida. KSFR was among the nearly 1,800 P&M customers in the dark yesterday afternoon in a weather-related outage affecting Santa Fe customers in the south part of town. A utility spokesman says some of the downtown area was also affected by the outage. P&M blames a faulty lightning arrestor device, which protects the electrical system from surges when lightning strikes a pole or line. Crews replaced the part, and by late afternoon, power was restored to all customers affected. The New Mexico Museum of Space History has made special note of the passing of Mercury program astronaut Scott Carpenter, the second American to make a multi-orbital flight back in 1962. Carpenter passed away Thursday in Denver. He was inducted into the International Space Hall of Fame at the New Mexico Museum of Space History in 1981. Of the original Mercury 7 astronauts, John Glenn is now the sole surviving member. With government furlough impacts high in New Mexico and just ahead of the announced forthcoming closure dates for the Sandia and Los Alamos National Laboratory, a statewide financial institution is touting special assistance loans. New Mexico Educators Federal Credit Union says loans of up to $6,000 at 0% interest for a year are available. The member-owned not-for-profit financial cooperative partners with multiple organizations, including the Department of Energy and its contractors. 18,000 employees at Los Alamos National Laboratory and Sandia have been told of closures set for October 21st. A reminder that Monday, October 14th is Columbus Day, a federal holiday. All city, county, and state offices will be closed, along with the Santa Fe Public Schools. No bus service for the holiday, but the Rail Runner will be operating on its Saturday schedule. Santa Fe weather expects sunny skies today and a high of 58, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, it'll be clear with the low around 33. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR News.